And our Raise the Roof game highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats lost the coin toss and got the ball first in this game, and it didn't take them long to get on the board. Amorazzi and Farrell both to the left, two tight ends right, and now Farrell in motion to the right. And the handoff, Komolafe to the 40, 35, Beck's outside, 25, 20, left sideline, into the end zone, touchdown Northwestern. Caleb Komolafe breaks away for the touchdown. 46 yards, and the Wildcats break on top with 12:05 to go in the first. 7-0, good start for the Cats, and a good start defensively with Michael Kilbane getting a sack of quarterback Drake Lindsey and forcing Minnesota to punt the ball after just three plays. And the Cats had a 7-0 lead. They got the ball for the second time, and once again, they put a scoring drive together. This time, 8 minutes and 43 seconds, 51 yards and 15 plays. Preston Stone on the drive, 4 of 6 passing, 57 yards, including a 21-yarder to Hayden Elligon that got it down to the Minnesota 3. The drive stalled, though. It ended up first and goal at the 3 and then second and goal at the 20, and they would call on the field goal unit. A 34-yard field goal try inside the left hash mark for Jack Olson. Give the Cats a 10-0 lead. They await the snap. Here it is. It's a good one. Kick on the way by Jack to the uprights, and it is straight through. And the Wildcats lead it 10-0. Jack Olson, career field goal number 36, eighth all time for the Wildcats. And closing in on
timeout on the field.
Two kickers tied for the sixth spot on that list, and the Wildcats lead it 10-0 over the Minnesota Golden Gophers. It was 10-0 at the end of the first quarter, but as the first quarter was about to end, after that field goal, the ensuing kickoff returned at 93 yards by Minnesota's Coy Parrish down to the Northwestern 5-yard line in the final minute of that first quarter. That 93-yard kickoff return led to a 1-yard touchdown run from Minnesota's Darius Taylor, and the Gophers were within 3 at 10-7 in the opening moments of the second quarter. Cats, though, would drive down to another field goal. This time the drive almost 6 minutes, 58 yards in 10 plays. Jack Olson with a 35-yard field goal to extend the Northwestern lead back to 13-7. But Minnesota quickly answered, converting a 3rd and 15 with a 15-yard pass from Drake Lindsey to Lameke Brockington into Northwestern territory. A defensive holding call in the end zone on 3rd and goal would set up a 5-yard pass from Lindsey to Javon Tracy for the touchdown, and Minnesota took the lead 14-13 with just over 3 minutes to go in the half. And the Gophers weren't done after a 3-and-out by the Cats. Minnesota went 62 yards in 8 plays, and Lindsey hit Tracy again, this time from 24 yards out with 12 seconds to go. And at halftime, it was 21-13. In the third quarter, those two would hook up yet again. The Northwestern defense forced a Minnesota punt, but a substitute return man, Chase Farrell, muffed the punt. It was recovered at the Northwestern 28, and this was the very next play. Lindsey under center on first down, fakes the handoff, here comes some pressure, now he floats it down the right side, going for Tracy, makes the catch, touchdown Minnesota. One play to cash in on the turnover, 28 yards, the third touchdown pass, Lindsey to Tracy today, and the Gophers are up 2 scores with 12:43 to go in the third. 28-13 with the extra point, but the Wildcats answered right back, going 86 yards in 9 plays. Stone connecting on 2 pass plays with Hayden Elligon, a 38-yarder, a 23-yarder, and then he would cap the drive through the air. Third and goal at the 4. Two receivers left, one to the right. Stone with Komolafe to his right. Shotgun snap. Here's Stone throwing left. Wilde, touchdown! Griffin Wilde about a half a yard deep in the end zone. His sixth touchdown catch of the year. The 12th touchdown pass for Preston Stone. Wildcats are right back in this game with 7:01 to go in the third. They then used a little trickeration for a two-point conversion with Robbie Preckle taking a little shovel pass from the usual place kick holder, Henry Helms, and ran it in for the 2 points, and it was a seven-point game, 28-21. Minnesota driving, a 21-yard run by Taylor down to the Northwestern 35, which set up a long field goal try for Denneberg, but he missed from 48, and the Cats took over on their own 30. They covered the 70 yards in seven plays, the last 20 on the ground. 40 seconds to go, third quarter, second and two Cats at the Minnesota 20. The give will be to Hyman, takes it wide left. He's at the 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown, Joseph Hyman. And the Wildcats have fought back here in the third quarter, and they're within an extra point of tying it up with 28 seconds to go in the third. Tie it up they did. On to the fourth quarter after a three and out by Minnesota. Cats starting from their own 30. Get a 43-yard run from Caleb Komolafe deep into Minnesota territory where he fumbled the ball out of bounds. Eventually, the Cats got down to the two, and Stone would once again look for Komolafe. Cats up to the line, third and goal at the two. Preston Stone back in. Pistol formation. Wilde in motion. Here's Stone. Dumps it off. Komolafe's there. Touchdown! Caleb Komolafe, his second touchdown today. His first receiving touchdown. And the Wildcats are back in front with 10:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It was 35-28, but of course, Minnesota came right back. A 52-yard bomb from Lindsay to Malachi Coleman got it down to the Northwestern 8, and Lindsay would go to the air again. Suddenly, Minnesota first and goal at the Northwestern 8. Brockington to the left. Tracy to the right. First down goal to go for Minnesota, looking to tie the game. Now Lindsay throwing to the left side. He's got Brockington open. Touchdown, Minnesota. That didn't take long. The Golden Gophers score one play after the 52-yarder. Josh Fussell was the defender on the play. And Minnesota within an extra point of tying things back up with 8:20 to go. And tied up they did. But the Wildcats then put together what might have been the drive of the season. 60 yards in 14 plays using 7:27. It began with 8:20 on the clock. It would end with 53 seconds on the clock, and it would end with this. A 33-yard field goal to put the Cats in front here in the final minute. We await the snap. Here it is, the placement, kicked by Olsen all the way to the uprights. It is good! Jack Olsen kicks it through, and the Wildcats have regained the lead with 53 seconds to go. But it wasn't quite over. Cats kicked off, and Coy Parrish, who had a 93-yard kickoff return earlier, ran this one back 44 yards to the Minnesota 44-yard line. Then a 30-yard pass from Lindsay to Tracy would set up one last chance for a walk-off or a game-tying field goal for Minnesota. The same uprights that Minnesota split last week to walk off with a win here at Wrigley Field. Denneberg missed from 48. 40-yarder towards the east side of Wrigley Field. Northwestern up 38-35. Minnesota trying to tie it here. Here's the snap placement. Kick by Denneberg on the way, and it is no good! The Wildcats win! He missed it wide to the left. And the Wildcats are bowl eligible. They are headed to postseason play. The Cardiac Cats come through again. What a nail-biter. 38-35, nail-biter it was. And that was the final.